The Athens Choral Society presents Rain or Shine, 100% Chance of Fun, August 16th through the 18th. The show will feature weather-themed music, such as Singing in the Rain and Let It Snow. The show takes place at Sini Stovall Chapel at 200 North Millage Avenue. Tickets are available now. Joining me in the studio, please welcome ACS President-elect Rob Young and Board President Penny Overcash. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's start with a quick question about the Athens Choral Society. Can you give us a little background on it?
So the Athens Choral Society has been around since 1971, started back in May of 1971. And we are a community chorus, and we welcome anyone in the area who likes to sing and would like to join us. And this during the summers, we usually do a more lighthearted, popular program with more popular songs. And this summer, we are featuring songs about the weather and weather-related themes.
Terrific. How many performances do you guys do a year?
We do three. We have a concert around Christmas time, and then in the spring, and then the summer show.
You were describing the show coming up this week. It's weather-themed music. Who chose the music?
So our summer show director, Greg Kirby, he came up with the theme, and he chose all the choral songs. We have kind of an interesting setup with the Choral Society in the summer. People get to put together ensembles or choose solo songs, and they choose songs within that theme and then audition with it. And so that's sort of how this show is put together. It's really like an old-fashioned variety show.
Terrific. How many shows are on schedule for between the 16th and 18th?
So we do four performances. That's Friday night, Saturday matinee, and Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
How long have you been associated with ACS, Penny?
Oh, gosh. I've been with it for, I think, 12 years now.
How about you, Rob?
My time was split. I sang with them in high school back in the late 70s, and then since I moved back to Athens about 4 years ago, I've been with them again.
What have been some of the more memorable performances over the years, since you've both been obviously working with them for years?
For me, when I first sang with them, I was singing with my dad was also in the Choral Society, and I can remember some of those performances back getting to sing with him. Mm-hmm. He passed away about 4 years ago, but the time that I moved away up until he died, he continued singing with them.
I think that's one of the great things about the Choral Society. There's a great community there, and you don't have to be a professional singer to take part.
Yeah.
And I know we've got some other people who are family. We've got husbands and wives at the same, but this summer we've got a father and daughter who are doing a duet together.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Tell me about the venue, Sini Stovall. If somebody's not been over there before, what are they going to see?
I cannot remember when Sini was built, but it is an older building. It's a historic building here in Athens, and I know it was a girls' school in the 40s, and I'm not entirely sure, but it is a chapel. It seats about 250 people. Mm-hmm. The great older building with some great architecture mm-hmm. on the inside. It's really a special place to do these performances.
Excellent. And I probably should ask you about musical accompaniment. Piano. Is it all a cappella or not?
No. We've got a group, our accompanist.
Sarah LaRusso is our accompanist extraordinaire. She plays pretty much all the music on keyboard for this. And
then we'll also have a few other musicians, a drummer and
a bass player
and
a drummer.
But some of the songs have their own accompaniment. We've got some people playing guitar, ukulele, banjo. It's going to be a really interesting mix of music.
Excellent. What is the best part of getting ready for this one so far? What are you looking forward to the most?
It's just so much fun to be up on the stage and singing. We have so many different little ensembles and soloists and then the big choral numbers. And honestly, I'm just looking forward to all of it.
How about you, Rob?
I do not typically sing during the summer show, but I'm one of the stage managers, and I actually enjoy getting to, I tell people jokingly that I get to sing all of the songs because we're backstage and where one of my jobs is bringing out mics and helping out with props as needed. But I've been to a couple of the most recent rehearsals, and I'm just always amazed at the talent that we have. And it's fun getting to hear songs that I know, mm-hmm. learning some songs that I might not be familiar with, but by the end of the week, I really am kind of backstage singing along with everything.
Excellent. You know, your comments about what takes place behind the scenes brings up this next question about volunteering. Let's say somebody doesn't really want to sing, but they just want to get involved. How might they do that?
Well, they can contact us. We have a contact page through our website, AthensChoralSociety.com. Mm-hmm. We are looking for some ushers. And we are also looking for people who can help load in and load out big equipment sometimes. Mm-hmm. So really anyone who's interested in getting involved with us in any way, we really encourage you to go to the contact page on the website and let us know. I will answer you personally.
Okay, very good. And what am I not asking you that I really need to be asking you about, or something that you want to talk about that I haven't mentioned yet?
I want to talk about Mary Hutcherson, you know who she is.
Yes.
She has been in almost everything. She's been a member since 1971, and mm-hmm. she is singing a solo.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did have one other thing to mention.
Sure.
Penny started off by saying that the Choral Society was first set, came into being in 1971, and we're getting ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary. That'll be in 2021. So this is really really the end of the 48th year. Our 49th year begins in September. So people who are interested in singing with us can come to the first rehearsal. It'll be the Tuesday, the day after Labor Day.
September 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Day after Labor Day, they can come and sing with us. And just know that we are going to have a big celebration coming up in
May of 2021.
May 2021.
Are you already making plans for that?
Oh, yes.
We've got a group now. We don't have anything to officially announce, but we're very much in the planning stages, but we're looking forward to...
Sounds like it might be a great reunion concert, too, for people who have performed in the past.
Yes, we'd love to have people who've had to drop out for any reason but might want to come back and sing and celebrate with us.
Yes, in fact, we'd love to tell anyone in the area who ever sang with the Choral Society at any point in its history, mm-hmm. Contact us through the website. We would love to talk to you and have you come to some events.
Excellent. The performance is called Rain or Shine, 100% Chance of Fun. August 16th through the 18th, Sini Stovall Chapel. Rob Young, Penny Overcash, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
For more information, you can visit AthensChoralSociety.com. Tickets are available now. To hear the full discussion with Rob Young and Penny Overcash, check out our feature interviews on our website at WUGA.org. Michael Carden, WUGA.